What's up, homegirls? Welcome to Benevolence, where kindness matters and all are welcome to the table. I am your host, Nisha. Benevolence is a ministry where we uplift and encourage through topics of conversation that are important in our Christian walk. We are going to get real. We will focus on topics that we are curious about and what many are afraid to talk about. You are listening to Episode 9, Godly Girl's Guide to Singleness. So sit back, relax, and let's get to it. What's up, homegirls? I have the honor and privilege of doing a solo episode today. It feels super weird not having my bestie Sessie with me on this episode, but I'm excited to share my godly girl's guide to singleness. Ugh, I'm not gonna lie, this topic feels very vulnerable for me. And to be honest, I don't normally talk about my singleness journey at all. This is something that I've dealt with and kept to myself because I have felt like that would be so much easier. But I'm gonna get out of my comfort zone today, and I am trusting and believing that my story may encourage our listeners that might be dealing with the same thing. All right, so when my bestie Sessie challenged me to share my testimony on my singleness journey, I'm not gonna lie, I was very hesitant. And I just didn't know how I was going to share something that I've never really shared in front of people before. Of course, my besties know my journey and they have been there for me and just been great friends through my singleness journey. I just never really spoke about it. So it was something that I just didn't know how to put into words because it was something I always dealt with alone. But my bestie Sessie, she encouraged me, and I am here today to share my story. So my name is Janisha Evalee Silaraza, and I'm 32 years old, and I've never had a boyfriend. It feels so hard to even admit that. I don't think I've ever even said that out loud, to be honest. All my life, I have felt like my process has been kind of different than others, and it was something that I didn't quite understand as a young girl. You know, growing up as a teenager in high school, I would talk to guys here and there, but it never led into a full-blown relationship. And then college came around, and all the guys that seemed to be interested in me were not Christians. I don't know if any ladies can relate. Or they were Christian, but they just didn't have the same values as I did. And God wasn't really as important in their lives as he was in mine. And that is something that I definitely don't compromise with, because I truly believe that whoever is meant to be my husband is going to be a God-fearing man and someone that I can grow with in my faith. So that is something I definitely didn't want to compromise, and I still don't till this day. But as I became an adult, all my friends got married. Some of them even had kids. And if you are a single girl and you have married friends, you know that you can learn a lot from them. I thank God that I have amazing friends that are great examples on what a marriage should look like, especially as married couples that love Jesus. They have been great examples on how to grow in their faith as a married couple, and that has been so beautiful to see. And although it's amazing, it can also feel lonely having friends that are married. You know, I'm not saying that my friends changed when they got married and ghosted me. Not at all. They actually have been the greatest in including me, loving me, and they never, ever made me feel left out. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that when you're the only single one in your friendship group, it can kind of feel lonely, no matter how much they include you. You know, as a single girl, I definitely dealt with questioning a lot of things. And some of the things that always came to mind is questions like, am I not good enough? You know, why are all my friends married but not me? Why does my process have to be different? It was something that I just never understood. And I always thought there was something wrong with me. And sometimes it even got to the point, got to the point of me questioning if I even deserved to be loved. And trust me, I know what it is to think that way. And I'm not gonna lie, at one point in my life, I did let those thoughts consume me. And it did lead me into a dark place. Those questions I would battle every single day. And as I got older, I started to get embarrassed that I never had a boyfriend. You know, being in your late 20s, this kind of started in my late 20s, like of being embarrassed that I've never had a boyfriend. And I just never understood why my journey was the way it is. You know, everybody else in my friend group got married at a young age. And out here I am in my late 20s, still, you know, desiring, you know, to be married, desiring to have kids one day. And my process just wasn't there yet. And, you know, I started to feel great shame. And sometimes I felt like I had to change who I was in order for a man to love me, to see me. And sometimes I even was willing to settle and date anyone, even if they weren't Christian. But, you know, I asked myself one day, I said, why am I letting other people dictate my timeline and my process? Why do I feel like I have to be in a relationship to be happy? Why do I feel like if I'm not married, I'm not complete? The truth is, you don't need to have those things to feel complete or to feel loved. I was so focused on what I thought I should have that I lost focus on what I had all this time. I was so focused on desiring a marriage, looking for a relationship, looking for, a man to love me, when I had the best kind of love, the purest of love that was just waiting for me to let him in wholeheartedly. And that is Jesus Christ. I had to change my mindset in order for me to experience and embrace the love of God. I've been a Christian all my life, and although I've been a Christian all my life and been in ministry all my life and know what it is to have a relationship with God, you know, I still was trying to fulfill, you know, myself with things that I thought I needed. Although it is beautiful to desire marriage and to desire to be in a relationship, that's a beautiful thing, but it's important not to worship that, not to desire it so much that that's the only thing that's in your mind. And when I realized that I may not have what I desire, I have what I need, and that is the love of Christ. That is Jesus. You know, Jesus is the only one that can fulfill our void. Jesus is the only one that can give us the desires of our hearts. But sometimes our desires is not what we need. And when you realize that the only thing that you need is Jesus, your mindset begins to change. And that's what happened to me. You know, my mindset began to change. I started to understand that I might not have what the world thinks I should have, because, you know, in life, you know, everybody desires marriage and, like, they just feel like they need to be married to be complete. And although I, like I said, I desired that, but it's not everything that I need. All I need is Jesus. When we start to appreciate our process more and understand the purpose behind it, our mindset begins to change. You know, not everyone's process is going to be the same, but God's timing is perfect. And there is so much that God wants to do through us in the waiting. There is so much that God wants to teach us and show us in the waiting. And I totally believe that my journey and my process is for a reason. And I truly believe that I have grown so much through my process. And although there are times that, you know, sometimes my mind gets the best of me, I always remind myself every single day that God is all I need. God is all I need. God is all I need. And I keep repeating that to myself every single day. And when you focus and keep your eyes on Jesus, everything else doesn't matter. Everything else doesn't matter. You know, I would like to share with you all what I've learned through the waiting. You know, the Bible says singleness is a gift because it gives you a greater opportunity to focus on God and draw closer to Him. In 1 Corinthians 7:34 through 35, it says, "An unmarried woman or virgin is concerned about the Lord's affairs. Her aim is to be devoted to the Lord in both body and spirit. But a married woman is concerned about the affairs of the world, how she can please her husband. You know, I am saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in a right way in undivided devotion to the Lord. And that's what it says in 1 Corinthians 7:34 through 35. So whether you wish you were married or not, I truly believe that while you are single, you can use this season as a gift. It can be a gift when you use your singleness as an opportunity to focus on God and pursue Him without other distractions. You know, as a married woman, there's a great responsibility you have to, you know, please your husband. And that's a beautiful thing. And you have a lot of more responsibilities, especially if you become a mom. And although that is beautiful, as a single young lady or as a single woman, when you have an opportunity to, you know, really dedicate your life in pursuing God, you have more time to take time for God and read His word and just draw closer to Him. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that you don't have time to do that as a married woman, as a mom, but you should see singleness not as a curse, but as a gift, because it gives you more of an opportunity to seek the face of God and more room to just really, really take time for Him. And something I also learned is that as a single woman, you have time to become the best version of yourself. You know, one of the benefits of being single is that you have time. You know, it's proven, like, you have time. This means you have time to invest in your personal development. You can focus on your health, spirituality, or even career. Whatever part of your life you have been meaning to improve, even if your goal might not be like to run a marathon or become an entrepreneur or whatever it may be, becoming the best version of yourself is a journey that increases your sense of self and allows you to persevere during hard times. You know, so that's definitely something that I've learned in my singleness journey. I have more time to become the best version of myself. I have goals. I create goals, and I have time to, you know, fulfill those goals. And one of the goals that I have is to invest in my health and in my career, and especially in my spiritual life. Another thing that I have learned as a single woman is I have more time to pursue my purpose. So I want to encourage whoever is listening today, you have time to pursue your purpose. I want you to ask yourself right now, whoever is listening, what are the unique causes and things that God has put in your heart? You know, your purpose is something that will encourage you, but also make your day more enjoyable. It taps into your God-given gifts and talents and will possibly affect your entire life. So I want to encourage you to use this season to go on a spiritual journey that helps you find your purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is, you know, take this time to understand what it is that God wants you to do in this season. Take this time to understand what it is that God wants you to pursue. What is your purpose? And if you know what your purpose is, pursue that and walk in that and walk in it boldly. You know, God has called each and every one of you for such a time as this, and He wants to use you. So take this singleness season and really pursue everything that God has called you to do. I understand that it can be hard and lonely when you don't have a boyfriend or a spouse. I understand that it can make you feel sad and insecure. I understand that it can make you feel impatient or as though the days are going by faster and faster. And yet you don't see any husband potentials. Your prayers aren't being answered yet. But one thing I know is that your worth is found in Jesus Christ alone and no one else. You are never alone when you have God. He is always, always there for you. Life isn't just about boyfriends or marriages. It's about having a relationship with Jesus Christ and having faith and trusting in Him alone. I encourage you single ladies that are listening today to stay in prayer. Continue to turn to Jesus whenever you're feeling down or lonely. You might not see your husband yet. You might still be waiting and waiting. But you will soon find out, and you will soon meet Him one day if that is something that God wants you to experience. But for now, use this time and enjoy being with yourself. Enjoy bettering yourself and growing in your faith. You know, I just want to encourage you today to turn to your word when you're feeling sad or lonely or impatient or unsure of what the future may hold. I know what it is to feel that way. But God has all the answers for us in His word. And it is important to keep reading the Bible and communicating with God and having conversations with God. He is the best person to have conversations with because we can know and understand that He always listens and He's always there. You know, He knows everything about us. He knows what's going to happen in our lives. And although we wish we can know what that is and know what's next, we can know that He has a plan for us. We just need to let Him take the reins and guide us on the straight and narrow. I want to end this podcast with some verses that have helped me through my journey. It says in Psalms 28:7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him and He helps me. My heart leaps for joy and with my song I praise Him." In Psalms 46:5 it says, "God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at a break of day. In Psalms 139:14, it says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full and well. In Proverbs 3:15, it says, she is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. In Isaiah 40:31, it says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So wherever you are today, ladies, if you have experienced anything that I have said today, or if you're a single lady still in that waiting season, I want to encourage you today that God is not done, that God is not finished, that He will fulfill your desires of your heart in the right time. His time is the best time. And although sometimes we would like to rush things and for things to happen fast, know that everything that God does is for a reason. And know that He is God alone and He knows what He's doing. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. And just in everything that you do, honor God. And take this time, ladies, to just pursue His face. I am so excited to see what the Lord does through us next. I know that what God has for us is far beyond than we can ever imagine. Whether we get married one day or we do not, what God does in our lives is what's best. And I trust and believe that He knows what He's doing. So be encouraged today. I hope my story has helped you today and reminded you that you are not alone. I love you ladies so much. And I just pray that God may continue to show you and remind you of how much He loves you every single day. So as we finalize this episode of Benevolence, we just want to remind you that you will always have a seat at the table. You are loved, you are chosen, and you have a purpose. Thank you all for tuning into Benevolence, where kindness matters and all are welcome to the table. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Benevolence Podcast for more fun posts and videos. Benevolence Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned for next Monday's episode of Benevolence. You do not want to miss it. Bye, everyone.